Also, have you noticed U.S. military veterans are fighting a new enemy these days? Unemployment is that enemy. One reason is because veterans don't always have the skills required for those well-paying, stable jobs. But there are groups out there trying to change it. When they do get the training, the veterans are almost always ideal employees, according to surveys and research. Chicago-based group non-profit Code Platoon is helping veterans learn the necessary skills for jobs in software development and engineering. The nonprofit also gives vets the technical background and knowledge if they choose to go down that route. In short, Code Platoon is giving veterans another chance and serving them after they've served our country. And in the Allstate CEO Spotlight today is the founder and executive director, CEO of Code Platoon, Rodrigo Levy. Prior to Code Platoon, Rod spent about 20 years in finance and entrepreneurship. He's a partner at G-Bar Limited Partners. Again, he is the CEO, executive, top CEO, and founder of Code Platoon. Rod, welcome to the opening bell this morning. I suppose, you know, I'll ask one of the first questions I like to ask the CEOs when we have them on, and that is, what makes you tick? What gets you out of bed in the morning?
It's really simple. It's really easy to get out of bed knowing that what I'm doing is helping veterans transition into new careers. And for the first year that I did this, before I actually had veterans on site, it felt somewhat distant, but I knew it was there. Once we got them on campus and we were working with them, it was really easy to get out of bed every day. It's actually harder to go to sleep than anything else, knowing that we're actually trying to help. And I think we are helping a few people in a meaningful way.
Your background is in finance and entrepreneurship. What would possess you to go into 501(c) and not go and earn big bucks out in the corporate world?
I took a deliberate break from the financial world for a while. And while I did what I did for a long time and enjoyed it, after a while it got to be a grind. And I found technology to be fascinating. I found entrepreneurship to be absolutely fascinating. And I also found the prospect of helping a population that I care about, which is veterans, also fascinating. And I came upon a way to pursue all three. So that's how I ended up there, really three passions that came to one.
As a country, we've just celebrated Memorial Day, or marked Memorial Day. We all think of veterans, especially fallen service people. Do veterans in our country get the short stick? Are we treating them as they should be treated?
I wish I were qualified to answer that. I'm not a veteran myself. I don't have an inside look. And I think the population at large, from the response I get from veterans, is that there is a tide of support right now. It's not clear how long that tide will last. But I can't say that we treat them with short shrift. I think there are a lot of sincere efforts to help veterans.
And so your organization, your company, has come along to fill a void. What was the void that you saw, and why coding?
When I first started this, there were reasonable amount of data that indicated that veterans who are 20 to 35 were disproportionately unemployed. And I had just gone through a coding boot camp called Dev Boot Camp. And I had seen that in a short period of time, a very intense but short period of time, you could go from knowing nothing about software to becoming a professional software developer, albeit a junior one, which is really a great career path for a few people. So it seemed to me that here was an opportunity to get people into a career, even if it was only a small segment, without having to worry about how do you explain what your military experience was like, without having to worry about having all the concerns you might have had going into the military as you leave the military about your professional development. A coding boot camp is just a really clean and simple way to enter a career without having to worry about what your previous life looked like.
And for those of our listeners who may not know what coding is, I just want to mention that it's basically web development. You're going to build the web pages. It's the code that goes behind the web. Why is that an important area for you, for this, to fill positions in? Lots of open positions?
Yeah, that's a really good point. The reason this coding bootcamp model is so effective is because there is a tremendous amount of demand for web developers in Chicago, across the country in a lot of urban areas. So I'm from Chicago. The community here, the software development community here is vibrant and growing. And there's just an ever-pressing need for more software developers, so much so that even somebody with, you know, only 1,000 hours of work under their belt gets welcomed to the community, you know, as a junior developer. And again, the career path and the salary ranges are really enticing, and the level of creativity and work you can do is unbelievable.
And this goes beyond web development, we should say. This is developing apps for your smartphones and all of the technical stuff that we use, those of us who are not technical, use every day.
That's right. I mean, we focus on web development, but from the training that we give and other coding boot camps, you can go into app development for your phone. You can go into the corporate world and do very heavy-duty, industrial-grade software development. So there's a range of practices you can do, but most of us are familiar with web development as sort of the starting point for a lot of programmers.
What makes you a good CEO, a good leader of your organization?
I think that I'm driven by the mission, so that makes it easy to put in the energy. And then aside from that, I think that I have the right combination of skills for this particular task. I'm incredibly, for lack of a better word, focused on getting all the details down. I have some knowledge of the corporate landscape in Chicago. I have enough knowledge of the technical landscape, the technologies at hand. And I think that I have the passion to bring together the different entrepreneurial needs that an organization needs, whether it's wearing the hat of the CEO and being the leader, or in my case, doing the nitty-gritty every day of contacting, you know, our partner companies and contacting veterans who are applying, and even, you know, shaping curriculum, what have you. There are a lot of hats to be worn, and I can reasonably wear most of those hats.
Your educational background is not one to throw a stick at. You graduated from Cornell with an engineering degree. You have an MBA from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. You graduated with honors there. I go back to that first question, and that is, why aren't you making millions out in the business world? You're obviously sharing some of your talent, your know-how, and you feel like this is worthwhile?
Absolutely. I think that there will be an opportunity for me to go back to the business world later on if need be, or this could be a life passion for me. I'm not sure. But I thought this is a good point in my life to give back to the community. I'm incredibly fortunate. I was born under not difficult circumstances. I was raised in a very comfortable environment. I'm incredibly blessed in that way. And so this was a chance for me to try to give back. And I found an opportunity that I thought I could do it in a slightly different way than most.
How has your path gone? Has it been a winding path? Has it been something that maybe when you were back at Booth, you kind of realized, maybe one day I'll do that? Tell me about your career path, your path.
I never had any expectation that I'd be doing this. I started as an engineer, and then I went into finance. And I stayed in finance for a long time, and when in the world of finance, I also had some entrepreneurial pursuits. But I didn't really envision that I'd be doing anything in the nonprofit space. Although you mentioned the business school, one class that I took, probably the most important class of all, was a strategy class, where the most important concept I think I took away was that always keep your eyes open to an opportunity that might cross your path, even if it isn't something that you expected or perceived as an opportunity at the time. So when I decided to leave finance and I went into coding, I didn't know where I wanted to go with that. I thought I'd want to build a business. I didn't expect that I'd want to build a nonprofit business. But when I saw that there was a population I could help, and when I saw there was a model that I was familiar with that could be used to help them, I thought the timing was right, and that's why I went for that.
The wise among us would also say that you keep your eyes open for people who guide you in the direction of perhaps where you're supposed to be. Are there people in your past that helped get you to this point that you can thank, or maybe a mentor or something?
I think that in terms of understanding this model, Dave Hoover has been incredibly impactful. He is the founder of Dev Bootcamp, and he brought energy, passion, and compassion to the program. And even though they are a for-profit organization, they clearly strive to serve their students. They want them to identify and find a new life. So that for me was very impactful.
I'm curious to see if, is it any different running a 501c3 as opposed to a startup? Are they both challenging to get going? Is one more difficult than the other?
I haven't started a startup from scratch on my own, but the challenges are basically the same in many levels. We have to incorporate. We have to find a funding model. We have I use all the same tools that an entrepreneur would use when it comes to marketing, when it comes to managing finances. I don't have shareholder equity, so I can't go out and sell part of my company. The shareholder equity I have is my board members and people buying into the vision that we're going to help veterans. But aside from that, we face many of the same challenges, how we grow. And mind you, I've never worked at another 501c3. I would imagine that a lot of them don't have the same business model, but I'm also sure that a lot of older corporations don't have similar business models to startups either.
Why is Chicago a good place for this?
Chicago is a great place for this. It's a vibrant tech community, which means that there are a lot of opportunities for veterans once they go through a program to get jobs. And there's a tremendous amount of support from the tech community for this kind of program. So we've had lots of companies who've stepped up and given us their time, their resources, their support, because they believe in the mission. And they also believe in growing the Chicago tech community. So I'd say that along with the entrepreneurial push that we've seen from 1871 and JB and, the Chicago entrepreneurship community as well, is so strong that it really helps a program like mine grow. The veteran community here is actually not as big as it is in other cities. So in some ways, it would have made more sense to do this in LA or perhaps Dallas if that were our primary concern. But in terms of the opportunities for companies, veterans, and technology to all coalesce around this idea, it's very vibrant here in Chicago.
You don't have a military background, correct?
That's right.
Would you trade places? Would you be in the military? Would you go into battle?
Would I go into battle?
And become one of the veterans that you serve if, there was some weird juxtaposition of titles and duties?
God, I'd like to hope that I would, but I can't say that until put in that position, I'd know for sure.
Yeah. Do you think working with veterans, have a clear sense of what it is to be an American, what it is to serve your country?
You know, it's interesting. I think that I gained a real deep appreciation for the personality that I've seen of the veterans that I have worked with, is that they do naturally view service as part of the personality. And I'm sure that doesn't apply to all veterans, and I'm sure there are a lot of non-veterans who feel that as well. But the sense of the willingness to serve, whether it's their country or whether it's their peers or whether it's the community at large, it's something that I didn't really understand before.
How does somebody get involved with your program if there's a veteran out there listening that may want to do this?
Oh, that's super easy. On our website, codeplatoon.org, we have numerous forms you can either submit if you want to be an applicant later on. We're going to open up our application window in the next few months. If you're a company in Chicago and you want to learn about it, you can get involved with us. Again, there's information there, and I'm also readily available. All my contact information is on the website.
Are we going to see the next Facebook or Twitter from one of your students?
You're going to see our students working at large Chicago companies, and eventually they'll be spreading their wings and leaving Chicago as well. But our goal is to become the pipeline for veteran programming talent in Chicago.
Impart some wisdom on us. I know as we were getting ready for this interview, you said you had a story to tell that maybe was kind of off the beaten path. I want to hear it.
I wouldn't know that it's wisdom, but I do think that it speaks to how sometimes your career lays out in front of you without knowing it. And that is that I started all this because I had left finance and I wanted to be an entrepreneur and I wanted to learn about technology. And I went to Dev Bootcamp and I saw how powerful that model was. But it wasn't until my 12-year-old son encouraged me. He wanted me to buy him a video game, Call of Duty, which is a first-person shooter, and I was not that enthusiastic about letting him get that game. I thought he was maybe just a bit too young. And he said, Dad, that's cool. I totally get it. But you should know that all the profits from Call of Duty, their first day sales, go to the Call of Duty Foundation, which is a really large veteran-serving nonprofit organization. And so my son said, just do me a favor, go check out the website, it's interesting. He sent me a link. I went to the website, and the website talked about why Call of Duty Foundation supports veterans, and it really spoke to veterans unemployment, which, as I mentioned, is disproportionate, and talked about veterans having a difficult time transitioning back into being civilians because the skills they had learned as veterans were not readily understood by the civilian workforce. And so when I saw that data and I realized that I knew of a way to at least to a very small portion, I could make a meaningful difference. That's when the light went off for me, that this is what I should do.
What do you say to folks who may be thinking about coming up like you? Are there going to be hard days? Are there going to be really hard days? Are there more challenges than benefits, or more challenges than, I guess, easy days?
I've found it incredibly easy to get through a lot of the days, again, knowing that I'm serving some people and I'm helping them in a meaningful way. And to be honest, I did my research from a personal growth standpoint, and I knew that people that go and help others oftentimes have an easier time in their career because they have an external goal and that suits them. So for me, that gets me through a lot. There's a lot of work to be done. It's forced me to be more organized, but I have a lot of support, and you know, people are generous with their time. People are generous with their support. So the amount of time, I've never worked this hard. I know my old bosses love hearing that, but it's never been this easy to put in this much work.
If you had to look 10 years into the future, what would you say you're going to be doing? What would Code Platoon look like?
I think Code Platoon will look like a series of schools across the country where we'll be teaching veterans a variety of different technology-focused skills. They won't probably be just in web programming. They'll probably be cybersecurity. There'll probably be other tools and technologies that don't even exist today that we'll be trying to teach them. And we will hopefully be an independent pipeline that helps our veterans transition into technology jobs.
What is on your playlist? What are you listening to?
It's not that fancy. I'm a Foo Fighters, Chili Peppers, Nirvana, Pearl Jam kind of a guy.
Do you find that music helps you relax, helps you focus on your work as a CEO?
Music usually gets me fired up, so it doesn't actually help me relax. It helps me get energized. So it gets me through my workouts. It gets me through making dinner. But when I'm working, I have no music on.
Do you have politics, or do you try to keep politics out of all of this?
No, this is apolitical. I mean, you know, people from the left, the right, and the middle, they all want to help veterans. So, you know, we've had folks from, you know, all the major campaigns and offices in Chicago reach out to us, or we've reached out to them, and everyone has been very, you know, forthcoming with their support.
That's Rodrigo Levy, the founder and executive director of Code Platoon in Chicago at codeplatoon_org and codeplatoon.org in the Allstate CEO Spotlight this morning, sponsored by Allstate.